Welcome to the PeopleStack podcast, where I share insights on how to upgrade your career as a technical manager. I'm Jen Bunk. I'm a career coach for tech managers and CEO of the PeopleStack. We release these podcasts every Monday and Wednesday. If you'd like to catch them live in my Facebook group and join a community of other tech managers who are committed to achieving career transformation, you can go to jenbunk.com/Facebook and it'll redirect you to my Facebook group. Otherwise, you can catch the episodes here in podcast format. Cheers. And enjoy the episode. Hey there, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the PeopleStack podcast. I am Jen Bunk, CEO of the PeopleStack, and our mission is to raise the bar for what it means to be an extraordinary technical leader. And it is our privilege, it is our honor to guide our clients, our tech manager clients, on the path toward career transformation, which also means that they are changing the world one team at a time, one build at a time, one conversation at a time. And the topic for this week is confidence. I talked about on the last episode, I talked about what not to do. And to cut to the chase, I highly recommend that you listen to the entire episode because there's some client outcomes in there to inspire you. There's some really kind of getting into the nitty gritty because this isn't, it's not straightforward stuff. It's nebulous stuff. It's not just, okay, tell me the bullet points, Jen. Trust me. Like I'm a big fan of bullet points, big fan, but And really, the path to mastery is through simplicity and simplifying and taking away, but we first have to be able to even grasp it before we simplify it. Before we can really grok something, we gotta be able to like touch all the edges. And so that's what I'm talking about here with confidence. But to summarize with the topic of confidence, I'm also saying it with confidence. but, you know, to cut to the chase and to summarize what I talked about in the last episode, it was essentially you cannot build your confidence on anything external. If you're doing that, you're going to decimate, you're going to demolish it. You might as well just bring your confidence to the demolition derby because it's going to be gone and hacked to pieces. If you base your confidence on anything external, on the job market, on the fact that it's COVID right now, on the fact that it's flu season right now, on the political season, if you base your confidence on what your boss says or any rewards that you get or don't get, or if you base your confidence on any of that, gone, done, not going to work. It's going to be decimated. You have to build your confidence internally. You have to build your confidence from a place of, I got this no matter what, and it's based on who I am and what I believe in the identity that I'm calling forth. And so I want to, like I often do, I'm going to twist the angle on this just a little bit so that you can grasp it, grok it even more, and talk about the number one fear. Our number one greatest fear is that I won't be liked. People won't like me. People won't love me. I won't be liked. People aren't going to like me. We all have a need to be liked, a need to be loved. And if that need is not fulfilled, or if that need is shaken in any way, it shakes us to our core. It's one of our number one fears. And if that fear comes up a lot in you, then you're never going to be able to call forth your confidence, because the reason that you're afraid to be confident is because you're afraid that people aren't going to like you. That's why you're a people pleaser. That's why you're a pushover. You know, we get comments all the time. We get questions all the time. I just recently sent out a question to my email list. Hey, what can I help you most with? Like, what are your biggest questions in terms of upgrading your technical career? And we got quite a few of them were basically around, I admit it, I'm a people pleaser. I admit it, I'm a pushover. I know, and people have told me that I don't come off as confident enough. how do I fix this? I have this pushover personality and I don't want to do that anymore. I need to fix that. Help with that, please. And so it's really, really common because look, if this is where you are, right? If you're like, oh gosh, that's me. I'm such a people pleaser. Shame on me. Like, first of all, let's not even play the shame game here because you are marvelous. You are wonderful. And you were meant for great things. Let's just like make sure that that's clear to start with. And then from there, okay, let's just notice what can I do? What can I do even better, right? Because look, if you don't fix this, you're just going to keep people pleasing and people are going to walk all over you and you're never going to get what you want out of your career. But like even worse than that, you're never going to be able to make the connections that you're truly wanting to make. Isn't that ironic? From this extreme desire to connect with people, to be liked, to be loved, you're actually pushing them away. You're pushing away deeper levels of relationship. So first of all, if you are a people pleaser, if you are someone who is a bit of a pushover, and you know that from time to time, I want to honor you because the reason that you're that way is because you love people so, so, so much, sometimes too much. And so it's just becoming aware of what boundaries you need to set. And it's also about, hey, it's not always about being liked. It's about loving others, right? So there's a difference there. And there's such a profound meaning in that if you're willing to take it. It's not about other people liking you or even loving you. It's about you loving others. And loving others means telling the truth, means standing for what you believe in. And standing up for what you know to be true, standing up for your own value, standing up for your own beliefs, standing up for your own principles. And yes, it means disagreeing with people sometimes. And yes, it means it may feel like stepping on toes, but really what you're doing is shining a light on the truth. I deserve a raise. Please help me get it. I deserve this promotion. Would you be willing to advocate for me? I deserve this job. Let's chat. Hey, can you help me? I'm on a mission to be a badass technical leader. Can you help me find my next badass hell yes job? It's your fear of not being liked that is getting in the way of you having the necessary conversations to upgrade your career, to build your dream career, and to tell the truth. And to answer, build that legacy. You cannot build a legacy without what some people might call stepping on some toes along the way. I step on toes. If you want to call it that, I step on toes all the time. I do it lovingly because sometimes that's the only way to wake people up. It's the only way to get their attention. It's the only way to get them to focus. I don't do it to hurt them. And it very often doesn't. They often thank me for it. Almost every time I'm having a conversation with a client, they're like, thank you for calling me out on that. Thank you for telling me the truth. And that's what you have to learn how to do, is to tell the truth about your value, to tell the truth about your worth, to tell the truth about how badass you are as a technical leader. Because if you don't, nobody else is gonna. So if you're so scared of being liked, if that is going to overpower everything else, there's no way you're going to find your confidence. There's no way that anything I said in the last episode is going to even resonate with you, because all that's playing on a loop in your head is, but what if they don't like me? But what if they don't like me? And it may sound like, but I don't want to step on toes, but I don't want to be a braggart, but I don't want to be a, you know, bullshit artist, but I don't want to be an asshole. I don't want to be that person. And I don't want people to think badly of me. I want people to think that I am perfect. I want people to think that I got it all together. I want people to think that I can do this on my own and without their help. That's what's just going to keep playing in a loop in your head. And what I want you to recognize is to say, let's hit the pause button on that loop, shall we? And take a look at the truth. Number one, that you are a badass technical leader. You are intelligent. You are motivated. You are like oozing with commitment and resourcefulness, and you deserve your dream career. Everybody does. Everybody does. Let's start with that. And then also let's look at the truth that it's not about liking people and being liked. I prefer to set a higher bar at love. Like, we love our clients enough to tell them the truth. I love you enough. Oh, you know, what do I want to call you? Audience of people that I cannot see right now, but I know you're out there. As I speak into my camera and pretend that you're there, which I just get so much joy doing, right? I have a pretty vivid imagination when it comes to these kinds of things. So, like, now I forgot where I was going with this. This is why we don't edit. Like, this is real. We're really cooking on this show, folks. My love for you has like overshadowed everything that I was about to say. That we love people enough. It's not about liking, right? That liking someone means not having the conversation. Like, for example, think of your team members. Think of the people on your team. Think of their names right now. Put their faces in your minds. Imagine that they're standing like right there with you. Your top performing team members right there with you. And your top performing team member is underperforming. Like, usually this person is your top performing person, but something's going on. You can't quite put your finger on it, but like, they've been lagging. Stuff has been off. Again, you might not have the data to support it yet, or maybe you do, but something's off with her, with your top performing team member. If you want her to continue to like you, what would you do? You may not even say anything. You just kind of let it go. Because I want her to like me. I don't want to bring up the fact that she's faltering, she's failing, she's flailing. I don't want to bring that up. Is that really the best thing to do in full integrity and in your mission to continue to be a badass tactical leader and to bring your team to victory? No, that's not your mission. Your mission is to do all of those things. So you have to let go of that need to be liked in order to have that conversation, that honest conversation with her. Hey, let's chat. And you do it from a place of integrity. You do it from a place of love. You do it from a place of curiosity. You do it from a place of support. Hey, what's going on? Here's what I'm noticing. Usually you show up beaming with excitement, ready for the day, and with so much energy, I'd love to put it in a bottle. But lately, it's not there anymore. You're not smiling as much. You're also not performing as much, as well as you used to be. And you might include some of the data. You're not submitting as many pull requests lately, or you're not going out of your way to help, you know, fellow team members with tricky lines of code like you used to. I just don't see you doing that for the past week or so. I'm curious, what's going on? You don't do that because you like her. You do that because you love her and you're on a mission. And you have that hard conversation about what is going on. This is, and look, want more evidence that liking, wanting to be liked keeps us from performing, keeps us from success? Hardest decision that any leader ever has to make is to fire someone. Every single person, including myself, every single person who I've ever talked to, yes, I talked to myself, conversations with yourself are some of the most important conversations you're ever going to have. Every single conversation I've ever had with any leader about firing someone was like, yep, it was hard to do and I should have done it sooner. And you know, I don't like to play the coulda, shoulda, woulda game and the shame game, but here the nugget of wisdom is the reason that I took so long is because of my need to be liked, because of my fear of them not liking me anymore. I don't want to do the hard thing. I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be the mean one. I don't want to be the one who swings the axe. I don't want to be that person. The leader is the one who is that person. The leader is the one who does it because they're strong enough. And because they know that's what's necessary. And you know it in your heart. You're just afraid to because of your need to be liked. Same thing about any conversation that's going to be necessary to upgrade your career. Whether it's a conversation with that recruiter to reach out and say, hey, I'm looking for a job, please help me. To that hiring manager to say, hey, I'm the perfect fit for this job. To that interviewer who you're going to be talking to, who you need to evangelize your excellence, and you need to show that you're badass and you're going to be great at that job. But, oh, I want them to like me. I don't want them to come off as a pushover. I don't want to come off as a pushover. Those conversations are conversations with your boss. Hey, boss, I deserve a raise. Hey, boss, I deserve that promotion. It's your need to be liked, your fear of not being liked that is getting in the way. Don't do it to be liked. Do it for love. All you need is love, my friends. The Beatles had it right. Beatles had it right in many, many ways. This is definitely one of the many ways they had it right. Do it from love. Do it from your mission, the love of your mission to upgrade your career, to make a massive positive impact, to make more than just a dent on the world, but like a massive like love earthquake on the world of tech, that this is what we were born for. Recognize your need to be liked. We all have it. We all have a need to connect, and definitely meet that need. Because if it's not, you're going to find ways to meet it, and it may not always be the best ways. Find ways to meet that need for connection, to be liked in other ways, like with your family, like with your friends. That connection, a genuine connection with the people who you love. And it could be people at work too. Look, by loving someone, you're also, in telling them the truth, you're also meeting that need to connect too. And you're meeting it in a deeper way. You're meeting it in a deeper way. So that's what's necessary, is to have those hard truth-telling conversations. And if you're a little bit fearful of them right now, and you're a little bit hesitant of them right now, I get it, but it's those truth-telling, uncomfortable, often uncomfortable, but then they become more comfortable over time. They become easier over time. It's those conversations that are they're the bread and butter. They're the nuts and bolts of how to upgrade your career. And if you're avoiding making those conversations, but you want to, you just want to know how, and you want that support, and you want a system and how to do that and how to have those necessary conversations to upgrade your career and build a positive impact and live a life of joy and gratitude and peace and abundance, it's time to book a call with us. thepeoplestack.com/book. Pick a time that works for you. Pick your time zone. Pick a time that works for you. And we'll chat. We'll chat about what's going on in your career. What's not working? Where do you want to go? And if we are confident that we can help you fix it, we're going to give you that custom tailored plan, and we're going to talk about what it would be like to work together. It's not a fit yet. If it's not a fit yet, that's usually the other category. It's either it's a fit, absolutely, here's the custom tailored plan. If it's not a fit yet, we're going to give you some action items so that you can get prepared, because we know that some people need a moment. They need a moment to get prepared for it. They need a moment to work through it, and we absolutely get it. If that's the case, then we're going to give you some action items so that you'll still be on the path. Any way you cut it, any way you slice it, any way you slice this piece of cake that is this phone call, it's a great piece of cake. You are going to leave with action steps. You're going to leave with a plan on how exactly you, not anyone else, a custom tailored plan on how to start walking the path, how to start making that journey, how to start taking those initial steps toward building your dream career. And I want you to connect with that dream just for a moment right now. That dream career where you are even more of a badass technical leader. That dream where you are VP, that dream where you are at this in the C-suite, that dream where you are also, or maybe it's your main thing, owning your own business. We are making such a profound impact on the industry of your choice, in the way of your choice, and you have so much freedom, and you're earning $200, $250, $300, $400, half a million dollars a year, and that's the byproduct of the impact that you're making. And you have so much freedom and so much joy and so much gratitude for the way that you've done this. It feels so good. It almost feels easy. Like, wow, why didn't I do it before? My life was so hard before. Why was I making it so hard? Why was there so much resistance? I am a leader. Hear me roar. And I get to live my dream with my family too. We get to travel the world. We get to buy ridiculous cars. We get to do what we want and like, things like retirement and saving for the kids' school, like, yep, that's covered. But then it's like, what's next? What's next after that? What's possible? Extraordinary life is possible, and that's what's possible for you. Connect with that. This call is a no-brainer, folks. ThoughtPeopleStack.com/book. We're going to help you on that journey toward making that dream a reality. And here's the secret. Because I've had the privilege and the honor, and I've put in the work to make our dream life happy. It happened. It's happy to make our dream life happen. And I did it with joy and with gratitude. It's even better than you're imagining. It's a no-brainer, folks. As long as you're committed, as long as you're coachable, as long as you're ready to get to the truth around what it's going to take to build that dream career, it's time to book a call with us, thepeoplestack.com/book. Our number one fear is that we want to be liked, and it's that fear that's keeping you from showing up with confidence. Don't go for being liked. Go for being loved. Go for showing up with love and watch your confidence soar. That's it for the day, folks. Talk to you soon. Love you all. And that wraps up another episode of the People Stack podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting our mission. We are all helping to positively transform the tech world, one tech manager at a time. I have so much gratitude for all of you, for our loyal listeners, and for my team, including my amazing CTO/husband, Rob Allen, our extremely talented mindset coach, Mariana Lacombe, and our super awesome, always on top of everything, executive assistant, Lauren Underwood. Also, this podcast would not be possible without the help of our innovative and warm-hearted sound consultant and podcast producer, my brother, Lou Bunk. And thank you also to Ketsa for creating the catchy, inspiring music we get to use in our podcast. We love you all. Until next time.